It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
And welcome back. It is Dave Shannon in for Corey Geiger, and the final evening this week that I will be sitting in for Corey. He'll be back with you on Monday, and you're invited to be a part of the show. We don't have any long-term guests for the show. Coming up at 4:15, I am going to talk to a sportscaster that I got to know back in my days in State College, who went on and really made something of himself, as opposed to me, who, you know, I'm still here. Okay, we'll talk to Mike Conti. Always enjoyed Mike, enjoyed his play-by-play, and we'll get into that with Mike. He's coming up at 4:15, so we'll get the show started. If you have something that's been on your mind over the course of the week you wanted to talk about, feel free to call in. I'm going to start the show with, I consider it a privilege to be able to go out and do play-by-play for the Lakemont Summer League games, and they had their championship games in particular. And last night, the big one, the big championship game, saw McKelvey Cargo Law Offices defeat Hoopsfest by a final of 63-52, and some really good players on both of the teams. And of course, anytime you can go somewhere and see Joe Crispin play basketball, I guess you're going to go. Now, Joe did not have one of his best nights. And I'm not going to share this because it wasn't like an official interview or anything. It was just us talking about him. And he ended up with 8 points on the night, which I'm sure for Joe was not exactly what he had in mind when it came to that game. And I think he had a big night the other night. And so it's just one of those things, you know, as you get a little bit older and you're not doing it every day and that's not how you make your living, it's something that some days it just eludes you. And I'll tell you what, you still watch Joe Crispin play. And, you know, he's at a skill level that not a lot of people have. But a tip of the cap to McKelvey Cargo, because that's not Joe's team. Joe was on the Hoops Fest team. And McKelvey Cargo ended up with 63 points to Hoops Fest's 52. And that was your final score there. And certainly a big award going out to Mr. Byer from McKelvey Cargo, as he had a heck of a good time in that game. And the Stu Nolan Most Valuable Player Award for the season went to McKelvey Cargo's Mr. Rosich. So, and those guys were instrumental in the big win last night. Byer had 18, Clark had 15, and Rosich had 15 as well for McKelvey Cargo. And it was a different story. It was kind of tough. I mean, their basketball is a game. I talked about this. Larry McAleer was my color commentator in the championship game, and we talked about the fact that basketball is a game of runs. You have a team that'll, you know, outscore the other team 12-4 over a, let's say, a 7-minute period, and then it'll flip back the other way, that is, and that team that just went only scored 4 points in 7 minutes will end up scoring maybe 12 or 15 in the next 7 minutes, or even 5 minutes. These things flip all the time in basketball. It just seems to be the way the game goes. And I guess it's kind of like when you put the hands on the bat and you see who ends up with the hand on top of the bat is the guy that gets to pick first. Well, I guess, you know, you stack your runs in a basketball game the right way, and you want to make sure you're making a run at the end of the game. And it was kind of that type of game, highest scoring game of the championship games that took place over the course of 2 days there at Lakemont. Nice venue for the games to be played. And I want to thank Skip Dry for inviting me to do the play-by-play for those five games that were played over the 2 days of Wednesday and Thursday. So great job by the guys out there playing as well. It was certainly fun to watch. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to the phones here and see who's on the line. Good evening. You're on Sports Central.
My name is Dan.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Better than I deserve. Trust me.
Okay.
How does the Babe Ruth team make out?
Well, they're playing right now, as a matter of fact. And I tried to jump through hoops and find anything I could do on the internet to get a, you know, even to give you a score as the game is going along. And I was unable to come up with anything. But it's they're, you know, two wins away from getting the championship. And also, they're two wins away from going undefeated in the tournament. They would go the whole way through without a defeat. And every one of their wins, Dan, was just outstanding.
Yeah, now, if they lose, do they still continue or are they done?
I don't think they're done. I think they will play again, but they'll drop into a different bracket where they would have to play. In other words, to get to the championship game, they'd have to play two games just to get to that. Right now, if they win today, then they're automatically in the championship game.
And then if they lose today, then there'll be a consolation maybe.
Yeah, I think they have another chance. They'll play somebody to get I haven't seen the actual brackets. It's very difficult to come up with information on the Babe Ruth 14 and under World Series that's going on. And normally with a bracket, not like the PIAA bracket where it's one and done, a lot of tournament brackets, you go along and you have the last team that comes out of the quote-unquote losers bracket, and then you have these teams play, and Altoona would maybe go into the losers bracket and have to play another game in order to get to the championship game.
So, in other words, tomorrow's the last game, period.
We'll try to get some clarification on that. But for right now, I can't tell you anything about the game that's going on at the moment. And I'm hoping that those kids, and boy, I'll tell you what, obviously the pitching's been good for them too, Dan, because there's been very few runs scored against them here in the, you know, in the, all the games they've been in, and they've been scoring a ton of runs. I mean, 13 runs in the first inning. I mean, geez.
That's unreal. That's really a freak thing.
Yeah, it is.
And, anyways, the names are familiar from 2 years ago when they were at Williamsport.
Sure. No, those kids, it's great to hear. I kind of thought they would stick together. We had them on the high school football coaches show right after they got back from Williamsport. And you could just tell that even at that age, you could tell, well, these guys are going to be together for a long time. Yeah, and when you have that kind of success and you're real young, hopefully it's something that you can continue to do. And it looks like that's what they'll do. And obviously, quite a few of the kids from Hollidaysburg involved in that. And so Hollidaysburg, I don't know if you listened to our conversation with Homer DeLatry of Hollidaysburg, the athletic director there, but I think Hollidaysburg's going to be in contention for years to come and probably see a few state championship games here over the course of the next 5 years.
Yes, I did listen to Homer. I did listen to him and everything, and there's a couple kids that that didn't follow him, but that's to be expected. And some of them are out of the area. They're not all from Hollidaysburg.
Right, right. Yeah, no. But that's a good nucleus to start with, though. You have to admit that.
One other quick question.
Yeah.
Because I know you got a guest coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, with like BG, when they have to go up or down brackets according to winning and everything and not winning and everything, then they have to go up or they can come down. Now, is that the same way with Central?
The way everything shakes out now is, you've got the Laurel Highlands has a certain feature to it at the end of the season. You never know what your last game's going to be. Everybody gets seeded based on their regular season record. And then at the end of the season, you'll play a team that's kind of on the same level as you are from it's East versus West in Laurel Highlands. So you got that game. But ultimately, the seeding in District 6 is based on a point system that they have, that they develop week to week, which you can follow on the District 6 website. It's PIAAD6.org. I don't think you have a computer, do you?
I do not.
Yeah. But you can follow it on there, and it shows you week by week which teams and which classes have how many points. And you can kind of project what's going to happen with the District 6 championship round.
Okay, now, Dave, see if you can't get some information between now and the end of the program. Now, how long's your interview going to last?
Probably about 15 minutes here, Dan, so.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. All right, 814-946-0435 is the number to call. We'll take a break and be back with more Sports Central. Dave Shannon in for Corey Geiger. And it is brought to you by that is, J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from August 16th through the 19th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hank FM.
1370 and 96.1 Hank FM. It is Sports Central. I'm Dave Shannon sitting in for Corey Geiger as we roll through Friday. Had a week of conversations with several of the area high school football coaches. Enjoyed that a lot. Now I'm going to have a conversation with an old friend from back in the day, Mike Conti. Mike and I worked together in the State College market for a while, and we were at opposing stations, but we still managed to strike up a friendship, right?
I never really thought of us as competitors, Dave. I mean, I think we were all kind of in it together.
I hear you.
I'll tell you, use the expression old friend, and I think old is doing a lot of work in that sentence because you and I are both feeling our combined age right now, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We could, you put us together and maybe we'd make it the sub part of Mount Rushmore, whatever that little hill is. But nonetheless, Mike is now working 92.9 The Game, program director, and he's on all the broadcasts for the Atlanta Hawks and also the Falcons.
Yeah, I've been very, very lucky. I've been here in Atlanta for the last 15 years and with 92.9 The Game for the last 12 years. And I love it down here. I do miss my time in central Pennsylvania, especially this time of year. You know, you mentioned the high school football coaches. And this is always the most exciting time of year, Dave. And I know you can relate to it, too. August was the big month for me getting ready to call State College area high school football, and also our time covering Penn State, which was so much fun and so memorable, even during some lean years there in the late 90s and early 2000s. So I do get very nostalgic when I hear you talking about that, and I hope the Altoona Mountain Lions and Hollidaysburg Golden Tigers and all the other schools in Blair County and around the area have great seasons this season. I hope that I remember the mascots correctly.
You were correct on both accounts. So,
sure.
Well done. Well done. You passed the test. Now on to double jeopardy. nonetheless, you know, you brought up one thing, you know, doing State College high school games. And I don't know, have you seen the pictures of the new Memorial Field?
I sure have, absolutely. You know, it's funny, my high school classmate, Matt Lintell, is now the head coach there. And what's funny is when I was doing the games there, I actually was in high school. I was working at WMAJ in State College. I don't know if that's still the call letters or not.
I don't
1450 AM. And,
yeah.
So I was actually hired by WMAJ my junior year of high school to do games with James Ford. He was the play-by-play announcer. I was the color guy. And it was a little weird, actually, being in school with the guys that I was providing commentary on. But Matt Lintell was my high school classmate. We both graduated in 1999. Matt's father, Dave Lintell, was the head coach when I was doing the games, and I did their games through college. And now I see that Matt is doing just a fantastic job with that program. And you're right, Memorial Field. It's funny, Dave, when I was doing the games, that press box was literally a plywood box.
Exactly.
With maybe a couple stools and a little power outlet that we could plug our Marty antenna into, and we would just hope to get the games on the air. And now it's plush and probably heated, and they've done a terrific job with that facility. And that's a really special place, having grown up in State College, having gone to high school in State College. That downtown stadium was so neat. It didn't have the bells and whistles of a mansion park.
Right.
It was very intimate, very, very special.
It has some serious bells and whistles now, Mike. Not only does it have heat, it has air conditioning.
Wow.
I was recently there. The Leather Lumber Classic was played there this year, and I was just blown away. I knew that the things had been done there, but I didn't realize how fantastic a job they did until I made it to the press box and got to go inside, and it just kind of blew me away because I was remembering, you know, my acquaintance with that press box was the same as yours. You know, it was this plywood thing, and if it rained real hard, you had to make sure your equipment wasn't getting wet.
Well, you know, a lot of hard work went into that from a fundraising standpoint. I remember even when I was there, Dave, I mean, this would have been back in like 2002, 2003, Dr. Paul Suey was really trying to raise a lot of money to upgrade the field. And in fact, they installed the artificial surface around the time that I was leaving State College, I think 2002 or 2003, which is a big step forward. But I actually remember there was discussion at one point, Dave, I don't know if you remember this.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to raise money to build a stadium at the old Hall Tract,
right,
which is out in Park Forest, and the school district owned the land. And I remember one of the very early ideas when they were doing the fundraising campaign was to actually build an indoor stadium. Not necessarily like a dome, like a huge stadium, but mm-hmm. an indoor stadium of, 5,000 seats with, a roof and a press box. And I think they were hopeful that they would be able to host a lot of playoff games into November and December there.
And heck, they may have,
fruition.
If that would have happened, they may have been able to get the state championships there,
maybe,
too.
Yeah, you know. Considering now it's at Cumberland Valley, I mean, I think absolutely. Although I think part of the fun of the state championships, Dave, is the conditions that you have to play in. I remember doing a state championship on PCN where it rained like half a foot on the Chamonix and Woodland Hills one year.
Yikes.
And then it would snow one year, and that's part of the fun playing outdoors. But I do remember there was at least very preliminary talk, and it never really got off the ground, of having the first indoor high school football stadium in the state, and probably one of a very small number in the country,
mm-hmm.
At the old Hall Tract in State College, but it never got off the ground.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I know when those, I remember all the discussions that were going on, and there's this little part of you. Now, I grew up in Altoona, but I worked in State College for a lot of years. And there's just something about Memorial Field, and that it just screams State College. And it's one of those that I didn't want to see it go because I thought this is really neat, except for the fact that it's built in a sinkhole. But I digress on that, which led to any number of games where there was like 6 inches of water in the end zone. But nonetheless, that's all been taken care of. Nothing like that happens now, or at least not that I've been made aware of. And with the artificial turf and the new press box and the new seating for the fans, my goodness, what a change at Memorial Field. So,
well, and I think the nice part about it being downtown, Dave, especially on a weekend where Penn State has a home game.
Yeah.
You not only get the locals and the local families, but you get a lot of the alumni who are in town for the Penn State game who will walk up the hill from College Avenue or Beaver Avenue, and they don't even buy tickets. You know, they'll stand in the parklet in the one end zone, or they'll stand up on the fence, and you'll have maybe 5,000 people in the stands, but you'll have another 5,000 people outside.
Yeah.
And it really created a very noisy, big game atmosphere, really.
Yeah.
And I remember doing some really big games there, some really memorable games. They had a game against Altoona, I think, in 1999, where there was a throw into the end zone by Altoona on the final play of the game that was dropped by Altoona, and State College won the game. Maybe it was 1998, actually. I don't remember the exact year, but it went right down to the wire, and the noise there was deafening. There were some really great games against Williamsport and Hollidaysburg there in my time doing State College games. And again, I think so much of that owed to that just really unique atmosphere. It's a lot like here in Atlanta. Georgia Tech plays right downtown.
Okay.
Their stadium is right in the middle of downtown Atlanta. And, the visual of just the skyline kind of towering over the bleachers and the way that people can walk to the game from their condo or their apartment in Midtown Atlanta really adds to the atmosphere. So I'm glad that they were able to maintain that in State College.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things I do want to ask you, since you're in the ATL these days, and that is, this blew me away. I was actually doing play-by-play for an indoor football team out of Erie, and we had to go down to, I'm trying to think if it was Memphis we went to, or we went somewhere down south, but it let us, we had to go by Atlanta. And it was whatever interstate we were on. It was easy to see back then Turner Field. And yeah. The story had just come out about Turner Field was done and going to be torn down to build a new one. And I looked at it and it's like, what is this thing? Like 5 years old and they're going to tear it down. Now, I'm not saying they didn't come up with a beautiful stadium where the Braves play now, but it just blew me away. It's like, stadiums aren't disposable, but they were kind of treating it that way.
So there's a little more to that story, because you're right. It was built for the 1996 Olympics, and then it was converted for the Braves in 1997. And the stadium was not in disrepair by any stretch. If you drove by it, you saw it.
Yeah.
In fact, it's still being used today.
Great. That's good to hear.
Georgia State University converted it into a football stadium. So it's still in use today. There's nothing structurally wrong with it. It wasn't a lack of luxury seating or parking or anything like that. But what the Braves figured out was there were too many other Major League Baseball teams that were generating secondary income off real estate and were able to monetize their stadium all 12 months of the year. They saw what happened in a bunch of different markets, Baltimore being an example, where you know there's a stadium right downtown, but then there are things attached to Camden Yards from a dining and retail and residential standpoint that the Orioles can monetize. The Braves wanted to build a mixed-use development attached to Turner Field in downtown Atlanta, and they just could not get it past the city bureaucracy, and they could not get the mass transit infrastructure that they wanted, where they could get a subway train to take people directly to the stadium. And eventually it became a standoff between the Braves and the city, and the city blinked, and the Braves went to Cobb County, and they built essentially a giant shopping mall connected to their new stadium, which is packed 365 days out of the year. So the Braves are making money off rent from the restaurateurs and the hoteliers and the merchants that are located in that shopping mall, and they would not have been able to create that income had they stayed in downtown Atlanta. It really had nothing to do with the stadium or its infrastructure. It just had to do with being unable to develop that part of town any further.
Yeah. Well, I get it now. Now I understand. I have an understanding because I drove by and I made some kind of snide comment. And it's like, yeah, that thing's decrepit. Tear it down. but it's good to hear that it's still in use. And, of course, there's the new debate going on in Cleveland as to what the Browns want. And I can't, you know, we discussed this. I do mornings on WRTA here in town. And we were talking about that became a story here over the last week. And it was one of the topics we discussed about that. It's not a sports talk show. It's just a regular show. But sometimes we talk sports. And we were talking about, it's like, why would Cleveland, it's an advantage, so to speak. I know it's hard on them too, but there's that weather can be a big advantage for you in the playoff season time.
Which is a big reason why Buffalo, with their new stadium, decided not to build a roof, not to build a dome, because they wanted to continue to have that advantage. And it actually sounded like the fans in Buffalo kind of revolted against the idea of having an indoor stadium.
I bet.
One thing that an NFL league source told me last week about the Cleveland thing, Dave, is that often teams are going to put out renderings of new stadiums, not with the intent of actually building a new stadium, but trying to get attention.
Okay.
And maybe trying to send a message to the city to improve lease terms, or the city to spend some public funds to improve the infrastructure of the existing stadium. And that just because the Browns put out a drawing doesn't necessarily mean they're serious about building a new stadium. So that's something to keep in mind. And by the way, when you say WRTA, I can't help but think of the late, great Charlie Weston, my old friend.
Oh, man.
Who was just a stalwart on WRTA for so many years.
Yeah, yeah. And my partner, Rich DeLeo, who...
Rich.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
absolutely.
Rich and I work together in the mornings here on WRTA. And, you know, Rich definitely... it comes up you know, quite a number of times during the course of the show, over the course of a year, because Charlie was kind of the guy that helped to launch Rich into, you know, the play-by-play side of radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are things you don't forget, you know, when you're in the business.
I'll tell you, my old friend Matt Leitner is clearly a great steward of WRTA. If he's putting you and Rich on in Morning Drive, that is that's a powerhouse show with two people I really, really respect. So I'm glad to hear that Matt is doing radio the right way down there, but I'm not surprised. He's a great broadcaster.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell this one last story, and I know I've told it to you as well, but one of the things that sold me on you and what you could do was one night you were with the Penn State softball team, and you were, I don't know if it was UCLA or USC.
South State Fullerton.
Is that what it was?
Remember this. Yeah. I do remember this.
And yes. And it's, Mike is there, and he's describing, you know, the field and everything. And one of the things that I always felt good about was if somebody would come up to me after a game and say, I could see, the biggest one I ever got, Mike, was when I was doing the Altoona Rail Kings. Our bus driver, his aunt was blind, and she said to him, when Dave does the games, I can see the game. And it was like, that's the biggest compliment I could have ever gotten in doing play-by-play. When you have somebody that's blind and says, I can see the game. So, and this was actually after, you know, I heard you do this, but it drove it home to me. The one night I'm there in State College, I'm driving around and I'm listening to you do the game from Cal State Fullerton, and you're describing the moonrise. Okay, the moonrise is coming up in right field, and it was like you're describing it. All of a sudden, my mind had a complete picture of exactly what was going on that you were watching. And little things like that, you know, to me, really add a lot of credibility to anybody that does play-by-play. And when I heard that, I said, Mike's going places.
Dave, I'll never forget you called me after that, and that meant so much to me because you're right. We did work for competing stations at the time, and that really did mean a lot to me. The funny thing is, I think you might have been the only person actually listening to that broadcast because it was, I want to say, maybe 11:45 at night on the East Coast. It was an NCAA regional softball game, and I think Penn State was playing Oregon or Arizona. It was a West Coast team. We were out in Southern California, and you may have very well have been the only listener at that time, but I will always remember that phone call you gave me, and that was 2003, so that was 21 years ago. I still have not forgotten, man. It's very nice of you to bring that up.
But, yeah.
Yep. I really always admired you, Dave, and still do, because you as well have always been able to kind of paint that picture. And you're right. That's quite a compliment when someone can tell you that you can help them visualize a game even if they're not there.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's if I can do that, and maybe if I can bring a smile to somebody along the way, then I figure I've done my job. And, you know, still let everybody know what's going on with the game, but, you know, throw in a few extra things to, like, bring a little bit more to the broadcast. And after all, now, you know, you didn't have this opportunity, but I grew up with Bob Prince doing Pittsburgh Pirate games. And there were innings. Oh, Scott, Mike, he'd start the inning, and he would be in the, you know, he would get into a story about whatever it might be. It might be him playing golf with one of the players on the team, or, you know, something he did, or something going on in current time, some sort of thing that has the public tweak. And he would start to tell stories. And it was like when he did that, the game became secondary, but you still knew what was going on, you know. It was like, you know, and after we played 18 holes, we went in and had myself a burger, and that's outside for ball three. And, you know, you still knew what was going on, but Bob had his story to tell, and he would get it done by the time the inning would end. And, that's who I grew up with admiring when I was a kid. It's like, man, that would be such a neat job to work for a professional baseball baseball team. And then I finally got to do that with the Rail Kings. Yeah. I know it was independent professional baseball, but still, that was a ton of fun.
The Rail Kings were a lot of fun over at Vets Field. I still don't really know all these years later what Bob Prince meant by Chicken on the Hill with Will.
Okay,
I know what a bloop and a blast was all about, but right. The Chicken on the Hill thing I never got.
Okay, well, here's the deal. We'll wrap up the interview because I know you have things to do, but it was Willie Stargell was looking for ways to, you know, expand on his, you know, he had a great idea, and he had some extra money, and it's like, what can I get into to make, you know, some additional money? And so he decided that he would open a fried chicken joint in Pittsburgh, and it was in, you know, in the North Hills, and so that's where he built his restaurant. And when he would hit home runs, that's why there would be, if you would walk in after he hit a home run, then there would be free chicken. Okay, it's a great way to get people into your store. And so eventually he hits a darn many home runs that it was not profitable anymore. But that was where Chicken on the Hill with Will came from, because it was, you know, the home run was over the wall and sometimes out of the stadium, and Chicken on the Hill with Will. And I could just imagine what it was like to be somewhere near that location when that cry went out over the radio. So,
well, now I've learned something today, so I appreciate that. I always had wondered, and now I know the rest of the story. I appreciate that.
There you go. Hey, Mike, continued success. It's great to, you know, have somebody out there that's working with a professional team at the level that, you know, the NFL, the NBA. That's pretty good stuff when you got that going on, and it's obviously been something that you've done really well at, or you wouldn't have been at the station that you're at as long as you have. So,
well, I appreciate that, Dave, and this has been really fun for me, and I know it's been 21 years, but I still vividly remember my time in Central Pennsylvania, and just hearing Rich DeLeo's name makes me smile. Please give him my best.
And, I will.
Everyone there in Altoona, my best. It's great hearing from you again, Dave, and I'm glad that you still have my phone number.
Yes, that's still in my contacts list.
So, still an 814 number, by the way. Still,
I know, that's the amazing thing about that. All right, Mike, continued success, and thanks for taking some time to talk to us.
You bet.
Okay.
See you,
Dave. All right, Mike. That's Mike Conti, and very pleased to have him as part of the show this afternoon. Dave Shannon sitting in for Corey Geiger. It is Sports Central, and it is on 1370 and 96.1 Hank FM, and it is brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. And, of course, we have some other sponsors that chip in along the way as well. That group includes Pleasant Valley Recreation Center, Mike's Sports Shop, and Mattis Motorsports. More of the show after this on 1370 and 96.1 Hank FM. I said Hank FM.
Last year's winner at Michigan, Chris Buescher, is on, and he doesn't like racing for points. And that goes back a long way.
From the time I was 12, 13 years old, very specific decisions that we were not going to race for points. We would be leading track championships or, you know, local regional points divisions and would intentionally miss races and go somewhere else to make sure that we didn't find ourselves in that box. And the mindset was that if you race at your same three local tracks and worked hard to win the points there, that ultimately you were racing against the same people every week. And yes, you had something to put on a resume at the end of the year, but what did that local resume accomplishment really do for you in the grand scheme of things? If we wanted to be better, we needed to be around different racers. We traveled out to the West Coast towards, went to Vegas. This is Legends Car Racing. Went out to Vegas to be around different racers on different racetracks. We came out to the East Coast during summer breaks in school and went up and down the coast trying to be around better drivers, to purposely try and pursue a way to be better from behind the wheel instead of being better at our local track.
This is the final lap.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Hey, Kepner!
Welcome back to Sports Central. Dave Shannon in for Corey Geiger this week as Corey takes some time off. You're invited to join the show, 814-946-0435. And it must be vacation week, and I didn't get the memo because tomorrow morning I'll be in. Andy Stein from the Altoona Mirror will be joining me, and we'll talk sports. Adam is off tomorrow. So it'll be Andy and me tomorrow morning. If you got something on your mind, hopefully we'll be able to get that super secret information out of Eagle Pass, Texas, to find out what the Altoona Babe Ruth 14 and under World Series team did. Another big win last night, 9-1, and so it's a semifinal game that's going on right now, and I have not been able to figure out a way to keep you up to date as to what is going on at that game. I would venture a guess that it may be close to over, but I have no info at this time. So hopefully things are going well for them. It certainly has gone well the entire appearance at the Babe Ruth 14 and under World Series. They have been undefeated. They're 5-0 in the tourney going into today's game. So hopefully that continues. Hopefully they're 6-0 and they'll play for the championship coming up tomorrow. So we'll certainly let you know what we find out as soon as we find it out. But as I say, it's a little bit difficult to get any info on what is going on with the Altoona 14 and under team and their adventures in Eagle Pass, Texas. By the way, I tried to find out some way that I could keep in touch with the game, and I noticed that there was a Facebook page for this, and the only thing I saw on the Facebook page was Eagle Pass, Texas, with driving directions and parking directions and all of that kind of stuff. There was nothing about stay in touch with the game, you know, like somebody would enter a score and you could at least see the score of the current game that was being played. But that's not been the case. 814-946-0435 is the number to call. We have a call. Good evening. You're on Sports Central.
Thanks, Dave. It's Mark in Bellwood.
Hey, Mark.
I found your score. Right now, Torrance is leading Altoona 7-6 in the bottom of the fifth.
Mm.
And if you go to BabeRuthWorldSeries.org.
Okay.
That's your site for finding out the scores and keeping track of the schedule.
Beautiful. I'm glad you called me with that, and I'll bring that up here for the remainder of the show. And, yeah, I did a search, and, well, we've all become accustomed to the fact that sometimes when you try to do a search these days, you don't necessarily get anywhere close to where you want to be.
Oh, I know.
There's an algorithm steering you in all kinds of directions that you really don't want to go in.
That's right. Exactly.
So, okay. I have that called up, and let's see.
Yeah, it was 7-3 Torrance, but then Altoona came back with 3 runs before I made the call to you.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Live scores. There it is. Okay, that's through Game Changer then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Mark, I appreciate it. Do you have anything else?
No, that's the best I got for you, Dave.
Okay, that's a good deal, though. It's good to hear.
Okay
thanks right. Again.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. 814-946-0435. Every once in a while, you ask for something, and it actually shows up. Really appreciate Mark giving us a call and, you know, telling us what's going on there. And hopefully Altoona can get out from under the it's a one-run difference right now. And knowing their bats and what they've been able to do, I would say that there's a pretty good chance that that could end up in their favor. Once again, the score right now, Torrance, California, 7, and Altoona, 6. So until the show's over, I'll keep you up to date on what is going on there. Obviously, Altoona looking to get another win and make their way to the championship game. So we'll see how that plays out and try to keep you up to date. And also take your calls. I was curious if anyone had been out at the Curve game last night, as they had a special guest there doing autographs and what have you. And Jared Prugar was there and wrote a story for the Altoona Mirror. And one of the things about Ike Taylor that was mentioned is he is working for the Stillers. He's out there doing scouting for Pittsburgh at this time, and it's really good to see. And you know, things went well for Ike Taylor because somebody will try to continue on with the team if they can, and if they want to as well. You know, I'm sure Ben Roethlisberger probably could have had a role when it comes to coaching or scouting or anything else he would have wanted with the Steelers organization. It was just something he didn't want to do, and probably Ben made more money than Ike did. So Ike decided, well, you know what? If I can still be around football and make a few dollars, then I'll go ahead and do that. So it's good to hear that he's doing that. Just curious, though, if anybody out there happened to be at the Curve game last night and had a chance to talk to Ike Taylor, and maybe you'd like to share your story. 814-946-0435 is the phone number to call to be a part of that. NFL is idle tonight, preseason, and kind of a little bit of a curious oddity, but all the majority of the games get played tomorrow, and that includes the Steelers and the Buffalo Bills. And I know they had a joint practice yesterday, and I didn't hear anything nasty about what may have gone on at the joint practice, because sometimes these teams get together, and first of all, they've been beating on each other. And they had their first, you know, they just, with the Steelers and the Bills, they got their first game under their belt, so to speak. And maybe that calmed things down a little bit, so that when they did have a joint practice this time around, it was a little more, the nature of the sport, you know, it's a violent sport. So you're going to have some disagreements and what have you anytime you get two teams together. But maybe in this case, because they had a game under their belt, because, you know, you got to face it, when training camp starts, all you're doing is hitting each other the whole way up to that first game that you play, the first preseason game that you play. So there's a lot of pent-up frustration, I think, going on with those guys that play the game. And the one thing about a joint practice, it's somebody different. You really feel like you can tee off on them, and that can create some problems. So, but I didn't hear of anything, so apparently that went well. The Buffalo and Pittsburgh joint practice, as I say, there would have been headlines had we not, or had there been something that went on at that joint practice. And of course, I guess for Stiller fans, they're going to be curious to see what goes on here, as the talk is that Russell Wilson is expected to be in the lineup for the Stillers. And, what did they refer to it as? Limited action. Two series for Mr. Wilson. Don't hurt yourself. It's another thing. It kind of bugs me what they do with the preseason, because you do like to see the guys that you're going to eventually watch week to week when you're a fan of a team. And Pittsburgh has always been one that's kind of held that, you know, it's off to the side. It's like, yeah, you'll see them when we say you're going to see them, kind of thing. And they keep them out. And one of the things you'll hear is, they're afraid of injuries. Look, if you put the pads on the helmet and the cleats and you got out there on the field and you had the uniform on, you might get hurt. You know, that could happen to you if you're standing on the sideline. If you're distracted, or you don't get out of the way of a play that's coming toward the sideline, if you don't get out of the way quick enough, you could get hurt. And it's like, you put that stuff on and you're down there, and it's like, yes, anything can happen. And it's like, why not go out there and play the game? And we see a lot of that too at the beginning of the season. Some of the early regular season games are pretty sloppy with penalties, with false starts and encroachments and things like that that you wouldn't expect NFL players to be doing. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that they don't see that much game action in the preseason, which is down to three games nowadays. And I'll be curious to see what happens if they go with this expansion of the regular season. That, what are they going to do then? Are they going to play like one game, one preseason game before they start? Are they only going to play two? How's that going to work? And how are you going to whittle down your roster? Now, the chances of seeing the regulars out there much better in this game, because next week being the final preseason game, that's what they use to make their final cuts to get the roster down to size, because there's a lot more guys on the roster right now than what you're allowed to keep, and those will be the final cuts. And there'll be cuts after tonight's game as well, so be curious to see what happens there. Nice to see that the Steelers got who appears to be at least consistent punter out on the field, as opposed to Presley, because he was, you never knew. It was like a box of chocolates. You never knew what you were going to get out of him on a punt. All right, we're going to have a few minutes left when we come back, and we will take a call if you have something you want to talk about. 814-946-0435. I'll make a quick check here on the Altoona and Torrance game at the Babe Ruth 14 and under World Series that is going on right now. And I find that the score is still listed at 7-6 between Torrance and Altoona. Altoona is the home team in that game. All right, we'll be back and wrap things up. You're listening to Sports Central with Corey Geiger. I'm Dave Shannon substituting in, and it's brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Automart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Automart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Automart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Your feet will thank you.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party bar. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Brugaroo, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncan.
Hank FM.
Welcome back to Sports Central. Dave Shannon wrapping things up for this week. Sitting in for Corey Geiger. I'd like to thank everybody that called in. I'd like to thank the coaches in particular. We had a great week. We started with Nick Felis from Penn Cambria, and then we had Homer DeLatry and Justin Wheeler on Wednesday, and Jerry Albright, new head coach at Central. And it was certainly good to talk to him. And we are now on to the bottom of the sixth inning in the Babe Ruth 14 and under World Series that's going on, which means Altoona's at bat. It's still 7-6, Torrance, California, in the lead. That's the latest information we have out of Eagle Pass, Texas, thanks to Game Changer and what they do have at their website, because their app is garbage. Try to get the app to work, and it says there's no event scheduled at the Game Changer. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. That's really good stuff. Glad I loaded that onto my phone. All right. I'm sure we've all had similar things happen to us. You know, download the app for more. And then you download the app and there is no more. I'm short on my more. Thank you. All right. That is going to do it for this week. It was my pleasure to be able to sit in for Corey during this week. Want to thank you that participated in the show, and thanks to the coaches once again. I'm sure we'll be able to get together again on Sports Central, but tomorrow you can join me, 9 a.m. It is the Week in Sports as I fill in for Adam. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. Andy Stein from the Altoona Mirror will be joining me. Thanks again. Catch you tomorrow morning.